It's one thing to like music on vinyl so much that you'll spend $15 or $20 or more to buy a record. It's another thing to like it enough to want to start your own pressing plant. BPR's Steve Zinn has the story of a Burlington musician who's doing just that.
As the drummer for the Burlington band Waylon Speed, Justin Crowther has been making music for years. Now he's planning to make music in a different way. He'll press vinyl records.
This is 170 pounds. Bring this down, press the button. The cylinder brings it into the press. The 25-second cycle begins.
In a small commercial space in Burlington, Crowther has assembled an assortment of old equipment, including a pair of vinyl presses.
They don't make them anymore. They haven't made a press since, I think, the early 1970s. So you get what you can get and rebuild them. So we found these in Germany.
Crowther basically searched the world for the equipment. It was either mothballed or used for a purpose other than pressing records. He recruited his brother and some other mechanically inclined friends to help him get the machinery in working order. Crowther's business, called the Burlington Record Plant, will start turning out its first vinyl records in about a month. The process starts with a disc with the recording, called a stamper. Like a record in reverse, it has ridges instead of grooves. There's a stamper for each side of the album. The stampers are loaded into the press, and a polyvinyl chloride biscuit about the size and shape of a hockey puck is inserted, along with the record's labels. Steam heat softens the vinyl, which is then pressed against the stampers and cooled to make it a finished product.
You put the stampers in and the PVC biscuit, and it does about a 25-second cycle, and out comes a record.
Everything is hand-operated. If it all goes smoothly, each of Crowther's two presses can turn out 700 records a day. Crowther says he studied the market, and even though vinyl accounts for just a small percentage of overall music sales, he believes there's a place for his operation.
The more boutique kind of stuff where we're doing heavier weights and picture discs and colored splattered discs, you know, stuff like that, to carve our own niche out in a niche market.
Crowther says now that major labels and artists are embracing vinyl, there's a bottleneck because there aren't that many pressing plants. That's making it more difficult for the musicians who helped spark the renewed interest in vinyl in the first place.
And now I feel like some of those independent artists, because the bigger names are coming in, are having trouble pressing the records, and that's another kind of MO of the company, is catering to that.
The mention of vinyl records might induce a nostalgic lower back spasm in people of a certain age who remember hauling around their album collections in heavy milk crates. But Crowther had a different physical reaction when the idea for the pressing plant came to him one day as he was going through a friend's vinyl records.
I just kind of got chills all over my body, and it's like, we're going to make this happen.
Crowther is financing the business with a loan from the Vermont Economic Development Authority, in addition to bank financing and his own money. And he plans to keep drumming for Waylon Speed, whose vinyl releases will now be pressed in Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.